This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Begin the begin, if you know what I mean. A little poetry, I thought would be a good way to start off this hour. How's the DJV program? Yes, yes, yes. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, Jennifer, what do you see on the horizon?
Well, I see the midterm elections are just about 60-something days away, and President Obama, former President Obama, over the weekend sort of got back in the headlines again when he eulogized the passing of John McCain. Now, according to all reports, former President Obama is going to dive into the midterm elections.
Really?
Missed him? Huh. Well, he's back. He's going to be giving a speech in Illinois where he's expected to urge Democrats across the country to vote, and he's addressing a problem that has plagued the party back in 2016. Just not enough Democrats showed up. They thought they were going to win. They didn't come to the polls. And even though he's kept kind of a low pro since leaving office, Obama says he's back and that this is going to be his new deal. He'll be hosting a series of speeches in not only Illinois, but he'll campaign in California, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania. And some Democratic candidates, however, especially ones running in states where President Trump won by double digits, are asking President Obama to actually stay away. They think he might actually hurt his case. So while he's making himself available to most Democrats to help out on the campaign trail, not everybody's jumping to have him come their way.
Yeah. I wonder if this is in concert. One of the things, one of the reasons he, that being Obama, said that he took the $68 million from Netflix is because he didn't want to be another speechmaker. He didn't want to go around the country collecting hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
So he's another speechmaker.
Right. But I wonder if he's getting paid for any of these speeches that he will make on behalf of political, the opponents to whoever, I mean, is he speaking for people that are running fresh or people that are in office now that are in jeopardy? Is that
both?
Is there a list?
Mostly both? Key races that Democrats are looking at. Because keep in mind, there's a hit list of races both in the House and in the Senate that Democrats are really targeting because they'd like to flip and shift the power.
Yeah. Right.
So he is going to help some senators, and he's also going to be focusing even on congressional races because that would be a huge win for Democrats in the fall.
One of the things that I find most endearing as we continue to look at pictures and think about John McCain and what happened in the this last weekend's tributes to him is the continuing friendship that there seems to be this cuteness between George Bush and Michelle Obama. If you didn't see some of the video during the way it went on the pew where they were sitting, Obama, his wife, Bush, his wife, Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, and then some guy I didn't recognize, and then Al Gore and his wife. I don't know who the other guy was. But the point being that there's always seemingly this photo op with George Bush and Michelle Obama. You may have seen the one where Michelle Obama, George Bush, was sneaking some candy.
He offered her a mint or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's the way you watch him as he's talking to her while they're sitting in the pew, and the acknowledgement of each other, that is Bush and Obama, to what they said about McCain. But just the opportunity, it just seems, it's cute. But it's something that even the news media want. Now they're looking for opportunities whenever the two of them are together to see them together and get the shot. It is, I don't know. I find it kind of cute. At any rate, that's the politics of.
It's always fun to see behind the scenes, real,
right.
You know, real life.
And to see how well these two guys who are not on the same page politically get along now.
I also think it's kind of a reminder, too, as to their political class and what's acceptable, and then the outsider class. Because think about this. Think about how Obama for 8 years, and this is not a hit on Obama, because I think every president does this, right? They look to the person before as, okay, well, we had all of these problems, so this is what I came in to have to deal with. Obama did that to Bush for 8 years. Yeah, mm-hmm. Bush still seems to be friendly, and he dances with Michelle, and he's handing her mints, and they seem to have this really this relationship filled with camaraderie. Enter Trump to that scene, and none of them like him. So it's just kind of an interesting dichotomy as to what's acceptable and what's not.
He has no personality, no personality, no charm, no personality, all that stuff. So we had this focus on McCain's funeral, but then on Friday, there was the funeral for Aretha. And what I saw, what came out of it was...
That took a while.
A glum-looking Jesse Jackson. Obama spoke at that as well. And I think Oprah was there and a whole bunch of people. Smokey Robinson said on social media that Ariana Grande's dress was inappropriate. I haven't seen the dress. Have you seen the dress? This would be...
I have not. I didn't get to... I was in hospitals that day, but I'll tell you, the one thing that stuck out to me, and I didn't see the service, I'm sure it was probably lovely because she, like John McCain, was also kind of the architect as to what she wanted.
Yeah.
She laid in state for, what was it, 3 days?
Three and different outfits, one for each day.
Three outfits. She had the outfit changes, and oh my gosh. The picture, I think, that was probably the most famous was not the obviously of her body, but from the back of her head towards her metallic pink high heel shoes and her ankles crossed.
Yeah.
She went out like she wanted, that's for sure. It's always the diva.
Yep. All right, so anyway, that's the discussion going on there. The only other political, quasi-political thing that I saw of note is the debate over the White House holding back a number of pages of Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, who is up for the job at Supreme Court. He was in the Bush administration, and for whatever the reason, the White House and the Department of Justice said that those 100,000 pages were protected by constitutional privilege. What does that mean? They're not sending him on to the committee. It's 100,000
pages. That's one of the reports. All of his decisions, though, have been released to the Senate. And that was what has taken so long, is because there are 400, I think about 400 decisions that he's made. And get ready. If you thought McCain fever had been sweeping until today, starting later in the week, Kavanaugh fever will be sweeping because, oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, the politics coming back into the picture, seeing Chuck Schumer say, by the way, Joe Lieberman at the funeral of...
I miss him, actually.
He was fabulous. Man, was he...
I always liked Joe Lieberman.
I did, too. And it, again, showed you the camaraderie, how everybody sort of got along. He kept looking at Lindsey Graham because the three of them had taken many trips.
Best friends.
Many trips together, right, exactly. Anyway, so this guy was a lawyer for Bush who was tasked with shifting through all these documents related to Kavanaugh, said, well, these are not appropriate, you don't need them. And Schumer says, yeah, we do, we want them. So there'll be another standoff. But as you suggested, Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is set to begin on Thursday.
And I think he'll be confirmed.
I agree with these
documents and things. I think it's just a lot of posturing.
Yep, it is more political posturing. 14 past the hour on the DJV program.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper, then get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Philadelphia having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, here we are, DJV Show, Jennifer and Doug and Kara. There's a new study out this week that suggests climate change could reach the point of no return in the year 2035. This is from the scientists are in the Netherlands. The study published in the European Geosciences Union Journal. And the fact that the Earth is not, or that the people of the Earth or the nations of the world are not combating pollution, not taking decisive action, that warming will go up and another 2 degrees by the time we hit to 2100, the year 2100, and it'll go up faster after 2035. So they say... I'm not sure where there are these people, and they're scientists, credible scientists, who say there is little time left before the targets become unfeasible given drastic emission reduction strategies. They take a shot at Trump because the coal stuff, but I mean, that's not really fair. Even though, yeah, he does want to get more coal in the atmosphere, America is far from the worst when it comes to coal pollution. The Chinese are the kings of that. The Chinese...
I look in California, not to interrupt you, but to speak to China and to Japan and some of the crud that comes over from them. We live in California. You do sometimes, Doug. You were here over the past weekend, and I talked about how I'm sniffling and sneezing, and the air was disgusting. And California has the cleanest emissions ever. So I don't know.
I was sneezing, Jennifer, all weekend long, and I haven't sneezed once. I got off the plane about 1:30 this morning. And came back to the house. I haven't sneezed. I was sneezing on the plane. I was sneezing around my family. We went swimming on Saturday. And,
and I think the air quality looks awful. And it is ridiculous. In California, we are, it's like the Gestapo when it comes to emissions.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
So I wonder about that myself. So speaking of the atmosphere, those of you who have wondered what it was that caused the diplomats in Cuba to get sick, sonic attacks, unexplained head injuries, that sort of thing. Scientists are saying the ailments were caused by microwave weapons. Wow. 21 diplomats have been examined. They think the attacks were linked to microwaves. The microwaves
are... Not the kind you cook food in, though, right?
No. This is something that they just stick in the air like a gun.
Yeah.
And head them in your direction. Right. Microwaves.
Microwaves.
Yes, small, micro, i.e., small waves. 21 after the hour. No waves here on the DJV Show.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Those of you who are Steven Tyler fans, last April, he took a brief respite from his solo tour to cut a track at the Florence, Alabama Music Enterprise Studio in Muscle Shoals for a new compilation called Muscle Shoals, Small Town, Big Sound. Tyler put his own spin on one of the studio's most famous exports, brown sugar, done by the Bones back in 1969. I refer to the Rolling Stones as the Bones, Jennifer. You knew that, right?
I got that, yes.
You got that.
The Rolling Bones.
Went into the album Sticky Fingers, the Rolling Bones Sticky Fingers album. Tyler's version incorporates extreme guitarist Nuno Bettencourt, a gospel trio, and a blast of brass and piano by famed studio regulars. So let's hear what this sounds like, Kara. You're playing it, right? This was, by the way, recorded in the same studio Little Richard used prominently. Tyler said, we knew we wanted to respect and pay homage to the original version, but we also dared ourselves to make it our own. I had no idea the vibes would feel this good in these rooms at the Fame Studios. But just listen to this for a second.
The vibe.
Yeah. I don't like this at all. I think it's just noise.
I like it.
Okay, all right. All right, let's listen to the original version of this, Kara, if we can, please. The Stones version of Brown Sugar. Oh, this is great stuff. But it's interesting who's on this album with Steven Tyler, although their representation of Brown Sugar doesn't show it. Willie Nelson is on it, Chris Stapleton, Leanne Womack, teaming up on Bob Dylan's Gotta Serve Somebody, Michael McDonald. Oh, no wonder this is such a bad album. He's on it. Yeah. And so anyway. All the artists on the album made the pilgrimage to the Fame Studios to record their vocals in person. You know, the way digital music is today, if you're participating in a musical event, that doesn't mean you have to be in the studio to do it. You can do it in another studio, and
yeah,
they just
and they
send
blend
the file.
It together.
Right, exactly. Just to do all the
days blend. Of USA for Africa and all those things.
Right,
remember
yeah.
when everybody would be in the
yep.
same room? That's gone.
Right. Don't have to do that. All right, let's move on to some music and some thinking about Dire Straits. Some of the former members of Dire Straits have announced a new tour. Let's see here. Alan Clark, percussionist Danny Cummings, guitarist Bill Palmer, former Yes member Trevor Horn, Steve Ferroni from Tom Petty. What, Steve Ferroni or Horn? Oh, Trevor Horn. No, okay. No, So they're going to start their first U.S. tour Thursday. Project grew out of Alan Clark's previous project, The Straits, which formed after Dire Straits when Mark Knopfler broke up the band back in 92. The DSL, Dire Straits Legacy Project, was born from our love and respect for the music of Dire Straits, they said, and to bring the music to fans who haven't been, well, been starved. I certainly feel like I can hardly make it because there's no Dire Straits music around. What about you, Jennifer?
I can barely make it.
I know, right. Anyway, they say they've had a lot of requests. We'll see how the ticket thing goes. They'll be playing one or two songs from a new album called Three Chord Trick, a couple of other tunes that they've been involved with. And they said, the members of the band said, we'll see you there. The rest of the original members of Dire Straits not joining the tour and haven't been shy about voicing their thoughts regarding the formation of the new band. I said to them, if you're going to do it, will you please call it something else? 28 sure. past the hour.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In a Labor Day tweet, President Trump rips Attorney General Jeff Sessions over his indictment of two Republicans. Trump saying two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins now in doubt because there's not enough time. Sarcastically, Trump writes, "Good job, Jeff." In other news,
right now the storm track has moved slightly to our east, but
The threat of severe weather continues to exist for Louisiana.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards gearing up, getting ahead of Tropical Storm Gordon, which could become a hurricane. He's calling up the National Guard as a precaution.
And I have authorized the National Guard to activate 200 guardsmen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Not just another radio program. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug. That's the D in the DJV Show. Jennifer is Jennifer Horn, who's here. Victoria is absent today. Kara Schillen is not part of D. We could call it DJV and C.
We need to.
And then people would say V and C, and that sounds like a D and C, and then
oh,
it gets
yeah,
kind of...
Come on. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to some survey news. This one out today shows fewer Americans drive themselves to work than in the past 10 years. The average round-trip work commute for Americans is 52 minutes if you're commuting, up from 48 minutes 10 years ago. How about that? The average commute, think about that. The average commute for Americans who do have to drive or take a train or whatever it is that you use to get to work, 52 minutes. That's in each... No, it isn't. It can't be in each direction.
That's got to be total.
Yeah.
About 22 minutes each way.
Yeah. All right, so how do you get to work? Is my with Jennifer and me, we have studios in our home. So we're going to have to drive at least to this job. Right, exactly.
I drive, my commute is at least 65 miles a day because I go, I have to go a 20-minute period to, you know, about 20 miles one way to work and then another about 25 miles the other way and then another 25 miles home. So
right, yeah.
It's
and it adds up. So think about how you get to work. Do you drive yourself? Do you ride with somebody else? Do you walk to work? How many people walk to work? Take mass transportation?
I'd be just walking all day if I walked to work.
Right. Yes, exactly. 77% say they drive themselves in this survey. 85% was the number 10 years ago. 6% use mass transportation, up from 4% 10 years ago. 3% work from home, which is up from 1% 10 years ago. So that's pretty interesting. Right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think...
When you think about how we spend our time.
I think there's a lot of people who try to carpool. I know in my area, a lot of people try to ride share when they go into work because traffic is such an issue in California. And then there's a whole other group of people who might use Uber or things like that. And then the public transportation doesn't play a huge role where I am because it's just not super convenient. But for bigger cities and smaller metropolitan areas like D.C. where Kara is or even in New York where Victoria is, obviously that's a huge way for people to get back and forth.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah. It's weighted differently on those times. What were you going to say,
Karen? I know a lot of people who metro or take the bus in when metro is being a little finicky. You know, some stops have been completely closed near me for the last few months, so a lot of people have had to take the bus to get into work. But I'm kind of surprised if 52 minutes is the full round-trip time, because I feel like if people are working during rush hour and live any or they work anywhere outside of the city that they live, then it takes at least... you know, an hour to get somewhere in the morning. It's just, if I were to commute at a normal time from where I live to where I work, it would take me like an hour and a half. Luckily, I don't drive at that time, so it only takes me a half an hour. But, I know a lot of people who spend at least 2 hours in the car every day, which I never understand. If your commute takes that long, then just move somewhere closer. It doesn't seem worth it to spend that much time in the car.
I knew a fellow. Schools and family, all that's a consideration.
Yeah, there's a fellow I know who works in New York, works for a media company. He lives in Philadelphia, has been taking the train from Philadelphia to New York every day for almost 30 years.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Can't imagine. Don't want to imagine.
Philadelphia.
At least on the train, you can maybe take a nap or get some work done or something else. Yeah. But
both of those things I think this guy does, but it's quite a... That's a ride, man. But there are people who love their jobs. I know people who live in New Hampshire who drive almost that much, live up in Concord or Manchester, New Hampshire, work in Boston and drive down the interstate, get stuck in that traffic. It happens, I think, in every major city. You're right. But it's
books on tape. That's the only way to go.
Right. Yep. Well, I remember when I used to have the morning program in Providence back in the dark ages, I'd get up, take my shower, leave the house about 3 o'clock, and because it was such a long, boring ride, it took me about an hour to get there. I would read a book on my way. I'd have one eye on the roadway. There's no traffic. And
you
I
would
one
read
eye
a book while you were driving your car?
I read a book. I read books, magazines.
Doug, if I cruised by you with a book behind your steering wheel, I'd call the cops.
Really? Well, fortunately, you weren't around, and neither was anybody else at 3 o'clock in the morning when I was driving down there.
How could you even read it was dark? I think you're making this up.
No, I had the car light on. No, I had light in the car. It was
God, so you drive with the light on in the car with a book behind the steering wheel? Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, it was...
How do you possibly... I just don't understand how practical that
you're
is.
You're a danger.
I mean, really,
you're a menace.
You get through, like, half a sentence, and then you have to look up again, and then by the time you look back at the page, it's going to take you... just as long to find where you were again.
No, I can focus back into it. My brain works in strange and wondrous ways.
But how do you get involved in the book at all? If you have, if you just not look at the road?
Eye-brain coordination. That's it. The eye-brain coordination. I wasn't reading heavy stuff. I'm reading magazines.
It doesn't matter. You were distracted. Your eyes were off the road. You could be reading Shakespeare or you could be reading the funny pages. It wouldn't matter.
Well, that's what I did. I don't know that it was the. I guess
did
what
you
is
tell
it?
Your daughter this? Did she let you do this?
Oh, she was at that time. Let's see, how old was Megan? At about 12, I think. Would have been in the.
Here's to hoping she was 80s. Never in the car when you were doing it.
Yeah. It was the first job after I ran the. I took myself off the air to be the operations director of a radio station in Boston for a couple of years, and then I went back on the air. And I had to. I had worked in some pretty good stations, and then that slowed down. That was before. That was when I was working with CBS, and then I slowed down. Ran this station, and then started my conversation talk career, hosting career, back up again. And the first job I had was in Providence, and then I went to Palm Beach, and then I went to Cincinnati. So, but that was I didn't have to read the commute when I was in Cincinnati was across the street because I lived. They put me up in an apartment building right across the street from the radio station, so I didn't have a long trek. But in those days, it was good not to have it because I was doing this program, I was doing that afternoon program, and I had an event every day that I went to, kind of like you do, Jennifer, now.
Yeah.
Go here, there, and everywhere. So it does, it's that kind of stuff. I find every once in a while, I have all through my life, I love using my brain, but I also feel like I need a break from using it in a certain way. That's why being on the farm is such a great component to my life. Doing this, and this is my religion for 50 some odd years, being on the radio has been a fabulous way for me to wrap myself around a career. But the farm has also been a way for me to relieve some of the pressures of doing that, although it's created other pressures for sure. It just is a way for me to change my brain, change up my brain. I don't know how many of you think about your brain and how it works. But if your thinking isn't clear and you're looking for a way to have your mind really be its best, I found over the years taking Prevagen was one of the great things. It really did improve my memory. It used to be an advertiser on the program a number of years ago. I don't know, Jennifer, you remember? 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, now I'm asking you to tax your brain. Your memory.
Let's see how I do. Okay, lay it on me. Are you going to say Saroscan?
No, I am actually. You know, I'm thinking about Prevagen and how.
Well, yeah, but I remember this was important to your heart because you were told that maybe you might suffer some memory loss down the road and some things. And so Prevagen, I know you loved. And
yes, well, that was. Thank you for remembering that. Speaking of memories and things, I was told about heavens, what was it? 9 years ago? It was 8 or 9 years ago, maybe. It was a while ago. That I needed to look out because I had a brain scan, and in the scan there were some things the doctors who looked at the scope said, "Oh, well, this part of your brain, that part." They'd give me different things.
He's
to think
more
about.
Apt to read while driving these kinds of things. Right,
you're right. That stuff. So that's when I became familiar with Prevagen about the same time, and I started taking it, and I know it did great things. Maybe it made me feel better, I don't know, but I find that in these circumstances, why leave it to chance? Food for thought, literally and figuratively, on the DJV show at 45 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News Headlines, I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at alfaromeousa.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and side substitution may apply.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jen and Kara and Doug are here. So if you're in Florida, you've been seeing lots and lots of headlines and news covering the red tide, which is off Florida's coast yet again. People going to the hospital, to doctor's offices. Doctors say that they've seen more people with breathing problems this season. An allergy specialist, as a matter of fact, Jennifer, said that he'd seen 20% increases in patient numbers this summer because of the red tide. These are very toxic elements that somehow or other get into salt water, and then if you swim in it, gets into your throat, your lungs, really bad yucca bunga stuff. I wonder if that's what you and I have. We've both been down there. I've never heard of red tide in California, but
I mean, I know I might be getting ready to have the red tide.
Well, I find
but I didn't know that would be something you had
coughing,
to deal with.
You and I both, for those who didn't, we both coughed all weekend. We didn't see each other. We weren't in touch. We just both sneezed and coughed.
To be fair, I was pretty sick last week, so
yeah,
I wasn't. It was maybe the tail end, but yeah, yep. I've definitely been itchy and sneezy, and there's something going on.
So anyway, the red tide has been back and forth. I didn't realize this, so I didn't remember it. Maybe I didn't take enough Prevagen. That the latest outbreak started in October of last year and got recently much worse. There's been a longer red tide season. Actually, Florida's had trouble with red tide since 2004, off and on, lasting sometimes for 17 months or more. So the
Kara,
governor,
how long has it been since you've been having trouble with the red tide?
Oh, I don't know. It's been like 12 years now or something.
Years,
yeah, years and years with the red tide.
All right, so you're making fun of me. I thought this was an interesting spin on things, but obviously you do not agree. Folks in Florida, you have our condolences.
Watch out below!
Stand before the hour. Thank you.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now, 53 after the hour, and as is our case, and as is the tradition, the host, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is here every week at this time. If you go to moneypit.com, you'll see that big picture, big, huge picture of Tom Kreidler. That's because he likes to see his picture in lights. So he's done a great job of promoting the Money Pit using his mug, and it's wonderful.
For radio.
Fabulous. That's right, exactly. All right. So our listener, Tiffany, who lives in Wisconsin, Tommy,
yep,
has a slow-running drain in her bathtub. No. So she tried using a bottle of the chemical, the usual suspects, in the drain cleaner department, and the water now drains down a bit faster, but she hears a lot of gurgling sounds. Do you think somebody's buried in the pipes, or what's going on there?
I have a much simpler solution. First of all, I really like to avoid, if at all possible, chemical drain cleaners.
Folks bad for the environment.
First, but they're bad for the environment. They can be bad for your plumbing. They can splash up, and they can burn you. So really prefer to use it. Have a much better idea as a first step, Tiffany, and that is if you own a wet, dry vacuum, shop vac as it's sometimes called, you can actually put that vacuum over the drain and draw the gunk up out of the drain.
And what a clever idea. I never thought of that even.
Yep.
Wow.
Really well. You'd be surprised. What goes down will come back up. Mm-hmm. And usually with the tub drains, Doug, it's a lot of hair, you know, especially if you got girls in the house
right,
and have longer hair. That happens very, very frequently. And the vacuum will actually pull it right out.
Gross. All right, so what would happen, let's say your sink is plugged up and you have a garbage disposal. It wouldn't work for that, though, right? If you had a kitchen sink with a garbage disposal?
Probably. No, but typically garbage disposals don't get clogged, they get jammed.
Yeah.
And if that happens, they're going to probably turn off because there's a circuit breaker built in. So what you want to do is turn the power off. And then if you can look on the bottom of the disposer, you will find what looks like a Allen key.
Man, you are really a genius. I just had this problem, and I was going to. I didn't realize that, and I was going to call you, actually, what to do. And I found there was an Allen wrench, or obviously the receptacle, the receiver for the Allen wrench. And I went down there, and it's a I think it was a half-inch Allen wrench.
It's a pretty big one. And sometimes they'll sell you one with a disposer, and it ends up thrown in the bottom of the sink, and you wonder why it's there for years until you need
it. Yeah.
Yeah. If you put the key in, you can move the actual disposer back and forth until it frees up whatever stick in it, and reset the breaker, and away you go.
My case, it was having too many cherry pits in there.
That'll do it.
Down there. It certainly did do it. Yep. All right, so Tiffany, there's the solution for you. Get that shop vac out and clean out that bathtub drain. Take care of that. All right, the e-newsletter that comes every week from the folks who are putting together mostly Tom and his crew. The free Money Pit newsletter comes out. If it's a weekly newsletter, then folks, you're going to get it
every
week. So you have some Labor Day tips. Is there something about this time of year that is special and unique in terms of problems that people need help with?
Well, these are types of things that folks need help with all year long, but for this week's edition, we're featuring the top five easiest to clean countertops. We'll give you some advice if you're going to remodel your kitchen on what will be the best labor-saving countertops. We've also got six easy veggies to grow in fall. You know, it's not too late for some fall vegetables. We'll walk you through that. And starting to talk about extreme weather, which is just ahead, those heavy storms.
No, boo, cut that.
Yeah, well, you got to get ready.
Stop that.
No. So seven ways to get your house ready for extreme weather. Those are all in this week's edition.
The way I get my house ready for extreme weather is close it up and go to California.
Yeah. Just put it all behind you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So let's look at one other problem here from one of the other listeners to the program. George would like to insulate his garage walls so he can work during the wintertime. Good for you, George. Stay home and you can take care of things for Tommy and me. Is it possible to cut a hole in the top of the wall?
Well, sort of. I mean, not for a bat, not for bat insulation, but what you could do is use blown-in insulation, George. Now, for a small project like this, you may be able to rent a machine to do this yourself at a home center, but basically you're going to blow in insulation from the top of the wall down to the bottom. You drill a hole at the top. There's a hole at the bottom, usually only about an inch and a half wide, and then the insulation is blown in. And what's important with this is to make sure it's blown in to the right density because it will settle, and if it's not packed in enough, you're going to get voids where you'll have some cold spots. So blown-in insulation would be the way to do that. And, of course, make sure you check that garage ceiling. If it is over a roof and not the second floor, it will not be insulated. So you want to insulate that as well.
Ah, make sure you get plenty of insulation. Insulation is cheap, and it saves you a lot of money in heating and cooling. I think Tommy would agree with that. So sign up for the newsletter. Don't forget at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJ.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.